Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on when and where you're tuning in. This is episode 93 of the Blue Collar Executive Podcast, and I'm your host, Lewis Talby Jr. Man, if Rocky Balboa can't get you fired up, I don't know what can. I love that speech. He's talking about the spirit deep inside of us, the fire that continues to burn. Even when we get knocked down, it's what keeps getting us back up again. When we feel like we've reached our end and our physical beings just can't go another step, it's what we reach for when we dig down deep to push forward just a little more. Yo, Adrian, let's go! Long ago, my wife and I took a stroll through Fort Fisher in North Carolina. It's the site of one of the most brutal Civil War battles. And as I walked along and read the history boards, I couldn't help but to start thinking about how strong-willed these men and women must have been. I mean, I've been told many times that I'm stubborn as a mule, and I can't argue with that. But what makes a man feel so strongly about something that they're willing to give their own life for it? There were two completely opposing sides here. But they all felt so strongly about what they believed that they were willing to pay the ultimate sacrifice defending it. There's something in all humans that convicts us to stand for what we believe in. There's always been conflict and war since the beginning of time. Heck, the first two brothers fought until one of them was dead. Countries have always had wars. I mean, if you want to see something heat up fast, just ask two sports fans from two different cities who the better team is. I've seen many of guys come to blows because one thinks their team's better than the other. And I'm not talking about professional sports, I'm talking about Little League. Now, I'm not just glossing over or dismissing the importance of the Civil War here. Rather, this episode is about what makes two humans be on opposite sides and feel so strongly about their point of view. So strongly that they're willing to give up everything, including their lives, to defend it. I had a guy cut me off in traffic one time, and I was 100% in the right, he was 100% in the wrong. But when he pointed the gun at me, I apologized to him. I mean, we're all humans here. We're all God's children. Yet we all have our own views and opinions about things. In most cases, this was instilled in us as children by our parents and generations before us. Like, I had family that worked for Ford Motor Company, and my dad always said Chevy was trash. So as a kid, I didn't have a clue about mechanics, but I would have fought anyone that said Chevy was better than Ford. Again, not because I had any idea what I was really talking about, but because that's what my dad and uncles taught me. Now, I don't think I would have fought to my death over it, but you would certainly know where I stood on it. So as I strolled around Fort Fisher and I looked at the pictures of these men and women, I looked in their eyes, trying to see if I could see fear or hurt or anger or courage. And I just saw determination in every one of them. They were determined to defend their stance no matter what it took. I know this is the mindset that the military teaches. A soldier has to be willing to put their country and God ahead of everything, including their family and themselves. And I'm not saying that I don't agree with that. Actually, I'm grateful that we have soldiers out there that have this mindset. I just believe there's something much deeper than our physical minds that we have to go to find this ability. One of my favorite quotes from Winston Churchill when he was preparing his underdogs to go fight. He said, never give in. Never give in. Never, 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 never. In nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in. Except to the conviction of honor and good sense, never yield to force, and never yield to the apparently overwhelming might of the enemy. Think about that. Never give in. Not toss in the towel when you can't go another step, but never give in. You know, after pondering all this for a while, I've concluded that it is the spirit of man that overrides the physical being, which allows them to step beyond where their natural and physical minds will allow. When the guns are blazing, our human nature tells us to run, but it's our spirit that tells us to stand for what we believe is right. You can kill a body, but the soul never dies. Jesus taught us this when he was preparing his disciples. He knew his crucifixion was near, and he also knew that they would all meet their execution for continuing to stand for their beliefs. So he told them, "Do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul." Well, this sure took a hard left turn. I never know where these are headed. I feel like I'm starting to preach. I'm still not real sure where I'm going with this. I guess what I'm saying is if we live more in the spirit and worry less about the natural, we can accomplish much more. Insight is far more valuable than eyesight. Anytime we're faced with challenges, we should sit back and allow guidance from our spirit. We all say, listen to our heart sometimes. Well, the heart is your soul. So I believe that if we listen to it a little more and not react with our natural instincts, we might have some much better outcomes. So after all this, I think I'm starting to understand what Jesus told us about 2,000 years ago when he said that we should be led by the Spirit and not the things of this world. The truth is, friends, we cannot have a successful life without the help and direction of our Spirit. Because after all, we are not bodies with souls. Rather, we are souls with bodies. And with that, we'll conclude another episode of the Blue Collar Executive Podcast. I hope you found some value in it, or at the very least found it entertaining. And always remember, there is nothing more powerful than the spirit within you. And thank you so much for listening.